Good morning, beloved. Again, thank you. It is my privilege to be able to begin my Wednesday morning together with you as we read God's Word. Today we're in Matthew chapter 7. And chapter 7 concludes Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. And today's reading includes what is often referred to as the Golden Rule. After that, a warning is given about judging others, and Jesus encourages his followers to ask, seek, and knock, to emphasize a lifestyle of prayer and doing God's will. And God's saving word for us this week is wisdom. So let's begin reading Matthew chapter 7 at verse 1. Do not judge others so that God will not judge you. For God will judge you in the same way that you judge others, and he will apply to you the same rules you apply to others. Why then do you look at the speck in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the log in your own eye? How dare you say to your brother, "Please let me take that speck out of your eye," when you have a log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First take the log out of your own eye, and then you will be able to see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye. Do not give what is holy to dogs. They will only turn and attack you. Do not throw your pearls in front of pigs. They will only trample them underfoot. Ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be opened to those who knock. Would any of you who are fathers give your son a stone when he asks for bread? Or would you give him a snake when he asks for a fish? As bad as you are, you know how to give good things to your children. How much more then will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Do for others what you want them to do for you. This is the meaning of the law of Moses and of the teachings of the prophets. Go in through the narrow gate, because the gate to hell is wide, and the road that leads to it is easy, and there are many who travel it. But the gate to life is narrow, and the way that leads to it is hard, and there are few people who find it. And today's key verse is Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, where Jesus said, "Do for others what you want them to do for you." This is the meaning of the law of Moses and the teachings of the prophets. You know, beloved, one of the things that impacted me the most as I studied this passage of Scripture was the fact that Jesus, he will decide our judgment in the same way that we have chosen to judge others. So if we are harsh and we are rigid in the way that we judge other people and associate with other people, then he tells us that's exactly the way he's going to judge us. He's going to be harsh. He's going to be rigid. But in our interactions with those around us, if we choose to deal with them in love and to show compassion and leniency, then he says, that's the same way I am going to judge you. You know, with all of the foolishness that I've committed in my lifetime, I truly would desire God's love and compassion when he is judging me, rather than for him to be so stiff and rigid when he's looking at my life. I truly need God's compassion, not his judgment. Amen. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to ask, seek, and knock, and according with your will. And may my actions this day reflect your love as I treat others in the way that mirror the life in God's kingdom. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning together to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Matthew 7, beginning at verse 15. And here we will see all those who hear Jesus' teachings are amazed. And so, until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.